Alex with Annie. I'm your host, Annie. Today I'm going to be talking about the Buckeyes' highlights from yesterday's game. The Buckeyes played awesome yesterday against the Rutgers. The offense and defense had some great plays, but there are still things that we need to work on. The offense had a slow start, but as the game went on, we became unstoppable. On offense, we were able to get down the field the whole game. We got a ton of first downs. We ran the ball really well. We scored 7 touchdowns, and we gained a lot of yards. C.J. Stroud had a great game. He was somewhat accurate. He was 13 for 22 with 154 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, and 1 sack. The defense looked great. We mostly stopped the Rutgers from getting down the field. We did not let them get many first downs. We didn't allow them to gain a ton of yards. And we allowed them to score 1 touchdown and 1 field goal after the Bucks fumbled twice. Here are a couple key plays from a couple players. On offense, Mayan Williams had an awesome night. He rushed for 189 yards on 21 carries. He became the third Buckeye all-time to score 5 rushing touchdowns, matching Pete Johnson in 1974 versus North Carolina and Keith Byers in 1984 versus Illinois. Mayan's fourth touchdown went for 70 yards. On defense, Steel Chambers had an awesome night too. He led the defense with 11 tackles, including 8 solos, 2 tackles for losses, which was 6 total, and an interception. Here are some things that we need to work on. On offense, we cannot have any more muff punts. We cannot turn over the ball anymore. We need to get open more, and we need to protect CJ more. On defense, we need to sack the quarterback more. We can't let anyone get any first downs. We can't allow anyone to get downfield and score, and we need to get more interceptions. Let's talk about the fourth quarter. What the heck happened? Ohio State's punter, Jesse Miracle, decided to do a fake punt and ran the ball for a 22-yard gain and a first down. He ran out of bounds, and while out of bounds, he was hit by wide receiver Aaron Kruischenk. The benches nearly cleared, and head coaches Ryan Day and Greg Schiano exchanged words. Apparently, Greg was upset because he thought Ryan called for the fake punt since the Buckeyes were up by 39 points. Jesse saw that there was an open space and decided to go for it. Aaron was eventually ejected from the game because his hit was considered a flagrant foul. In the end, Greg should not have acted like a baby because nothing was going his way. Stop acting like a child, this is football. Ryan Day should have just walked away and said nothing back. The Rutgers said they were confident that they could beat the Buckeyes, but once they got onto the field, we proved them wrong because they couldn't even stop us. We won 49-10. In conclusion, we played awesome yesterday. We kicked Rutgers' butt and gave them the L for the 9th time. We are 9-0 against them. We cannot turn the ball over anymore. We also need to sack the quarterback more and not give up any points. Here is the Browns injury report for today's game against the Falcons. Here are the Browns injuries. Myles Garrett is out with a shoulder sprain from a car crash earlier in the week. I'll give an update on him later. Taven Bryan has a hamstring injury and is out for today's game. Jadeveon Clowney has an ankle injury and is questionable for today's game. And Joe Haig has a concussion and is out for today's game. Hopefully Jadeveon plays because we don't have Miles. Here are the Falcons injuries. Cordell Patterson has a knee injury and is questionable for today's game. Go Browns! Stay tuned for another episode coming soon.